Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Oh, we've got a great show lined up for you today on Kingdom Pursuits. I'm really looking forward to it because I got a new friend and an old friend, so I'm going to get a chance to share both. Now, first up, we have Jeff Barnes, and Jeff is the with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes of the Western Triad, North Carolina. So, Jeff, welcome to Kingdom Pursuits.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
And so when you say Western Triad, what does that mean for those of us who live in the Western Triad?
Well, I'm the area director for six counties. That includes Forsyth, Yadkin, Davie, Davidson, Surrey, and Stokes.
Okay, so when I think of the Western Triad, I hadn't even really thought about Stokes County and Surrey County. So is that, you know, clear up in Mount Airy and that kind of thing?
It is, actually. We have a little bit of FCA going up there, but we haven't had a chance to hire a person to serve that area yet. We've been close a couple of times. We have actively staffed serving the other four counties. Surrey and Stokes are still out there for us to go achieve, though.
So Jeff, how long have you been there as the director of the Western Triad?
Since 2013, February of 2013. I retired from teaching and coaching in Forsyth County at Glenn High School in 2012 and was invited to come on staff that summer, and then officially went on staff in 2013.
Wow, and if you're not familiar with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I think you'll be familiar by the end of the show today. They're up to some amazing stuff, and even if you're in Charlotte or you're in Raleigh today or Richmond, Virginia, I guarantee you, you have a Fellowship of Christian Athletes alive and well in your area. We're going to find out a lot more about that, but we're also, as I mentioned, we have an old friend with us today. We have Laura Harris-Smith, and we've had her on several books that she's written, but today she's got a new book. It's called Get Well Soon, Natural and Supernatural Remedies for Vibrant Health. Welcome, Laura.
Rob, am I the old friend? You're calling me old?
I shouldn't say it that way. A very young friend I've known a long time. You know that.
Long time friend. Let's say it that way.
That's a good way to say that. But no, you're not at all. I am, but that clearly you're not. So, especially since you're getting younger all the time, because you have all the secrets to getting well soon.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for having me back. I always love being on Kingdom Pursuits.
And those of you listening, longtime listeners, may remember that Laura wrote a book. It's Feeling the Voice of God. Was that what the title was?
It was Seeing the Voice
seeing
of God. Dreams and Visions, yes.
What an amazing book. And we did several shows with that book where people would call in with their dreams. And so whenever I have Laura here, I mean, if you got something you've been wondering about, what a day to do it. You may be wondering about carrots, or you may be wondering about riding your bike. And of course, you can call Laura about those today at 866-348-7884. But if you've had that dream and you want a little interpretation from somebody who's really studied this, and has some real biblical insight and biblical wisdom, today's the day. But, you know, after I saw the title of her book, you know, it all has to do with, you know, feeling. And so speaking of feel, Laura tells me that training in the morning makes you feel better in the long run, right? You could laugh, anybody that wants to. Okay. My wife is feeling better after getting her appendix removed. You'll like this, Jasper. Unfortunately, she was never able to reference this chapter in her life again. You have to think appendix in that. It'll come to you. All right. And since Bruce got too close to the big blade at the sawmill, he's no longer feeling chipper. No, that wouldn't be. That's a tough one. All right. I got a laugh out of Jeff for that one. And you may have heard this one, but it still makes me laugh every time I hear it. He sounded a little hoarse. Yeah. he could feel a colt coming on. And of course, miners, yeah, you like that one. Miners with illuminated helmets say, and you may have seen this when you write in your book, it says it makes them feel lightheaded. All right. So you knew at the end of all those shenanigans, I actually have a riddle of which to share, and I have some pretty cool prizes, one of which is you could win this copy of Laura's book that I have, Get Well Soon. But all you got to do is call in and share which great runner, and this is actually a very difficult riddle. I'm going to be very impressed if you can call in with the answer to this today. Which great runner in the Bible felt run down after he chased Abner, who stuck it to him with his backup plan? Which great runner in the Bible felt run down after he chased Abner, who stuck it to him with his backup plan? If you know the answer to that, Jasper, tell them what they could win.
They can win a copy of Laura's book, Get Well Soon, or they can win tickets to the Monday, June 10th Winston-Salem Dash baseball game.
So you can, after you talk about this runner, you yourself could be dashing there at the Dash game. Now, listen carefully. This is a tricky riddle here. I'm very excited about somebody who will call in and win this, really knows their Bible. Which great runner in the Bible felt run down after he chased Abner, who stuck it to him with his backup plan? 866-348-7884 is a number to call in and win. So, Jeff, tell us a little bit. You were a coach, and obviously you were involved in Fellowship of Athletes, but how did God come after you with that to think, wow, I this is something that I really see some fruit in my life, something I would like to do more than coaching?
Well, you know, as a coach, when I first started with SCA, was way back as a huddle coach, part-time at Southern Guilford High School, and then in Guilford County, when I came to Glen, I heard about people wanting to start SCA. I actually drove by a little church here in Kernersville. At that time, it was known as Friendship Baptist, one night after football practice, and I saw a light on, so I whipped in the parking lot thinking that, well, you know, we're going to need the church to help us start SCA at Glen, and I pulled up to the door, and out came a guy carrying a table, and I began to tell him what I wanted. And then he said, stop, and he ran back in and brought the entire board of deacons out. And he said, tell them what you just told me. I said, well, I've been thinking about trying to start SCA at Glen High School. And he said, Coach, this group has been praying for SCA at Glen High School for 2 years, which is exactly the length of time I had been thinking about leaving Glen and moving over to Kernersville.
Wow. I mean, talk
that
about...
That was the God call in getting involved in SCA at the high school level.
So you saw the voice of God right there.
Like, get grabbed up by the seat of your pants and tossed into it. That's right.
Wow. And Laura, I'm in the same kind of question, because you've got so many different things. You're a pastor and lots of other projects. How did God get your attention on this getting well stuff?
Well, I actually almost lost my life about 5-6 years ago now. I tell the story of how, you know, because of all the things that I do in my king size life and whatnot, I would have a difficult time setting up boundaries because I did it all from home. I write, you know, yeah, as you said, we passed to the church. And so I just basically got myself in a fix where it wasn't that I couldn't sleep, it was that I didn't sleep. I wouldn't sleep. And I ran myself into the ground. I was on the brink of adrenal failure. Had no clue that was going on. There's something called adrenal fatigue or adrenal burnout. And evidently, when you get in stage 4, all of your organs shut down. And I was in stage 3.
Oh, my goodness. I hate that. Yeah, we got to go to a break. Laura,
go ahead.
We're going to leave you. And wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm myself very anxious to hear what's going on with that. We're going to hear more from Jeff Barnes. And Harold in Moxville has the answer to our riddle. So I'm very excited about that, too. So you can't miss this. We're going to find out about Abner and his backup plan when we come back. 866-348-7884. come back to King of Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we're so excited to have with us Jeff Barnes with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the Western Triad, and Laura Harris Smith in her new book, which I'm now finding out is really inspired, Get Well Soon, Natural and Supernatural Remedies for Vibrant Health. Well, we had spoke of feel, and we went on the line to get this riddle answered, and my riddle, which was which great runner in the Bible felt run down after he chased Abner, who stuck it to him with his backup plan, and Harold in Moxville feels he's got the answer. Whoa. Harold, are you still with us? Oh, Harold's going to call back, I'm sure. Or if you have the answer, by all means, we would love to hear from you. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in. Laura, when we left you, I've known you longer than 5 or 6 years. Was this after we met?
I wrote Seeing the Voice of God on Total Bed Rest. And so it's interesting because it had happened during that time, and you know, my organs were so just destroyed. I mean, and it's basically because, like I said, you have to have adrenaline to be able to just to survive.
Oh yeah,
and, you know, adrenaline is what helps you carry 2 people on your back and run out of a burning building. And so I had just depleted mine, and I don't know. It was something that I felt like, you know, every meal became a final exam because I had to use food as medicine. I could not in any way, you know, just be business as usual. And, you know, I had to rely on the Lord to use food as medicine because I couldn't just take tons of medicine or it would have just further shut down organs. So it was a real trying time. But one in which I knew, because I was already in the middle of another book deal, I knew that Jehovah Sneaky was going to require me, you know, to write about it. So I did. And then once I got back up on my feet, I became a nutritionist. And now I actually have not just a bachelor's, but a master's degree in original medicine. And God has just opened the door one right after the other, you know, for me to pursue this and to just help people get well, body, mind, and spirit. That has become, even in the words of my publisher, that's become my branding.
Wow.
And I'm just really thankful. Yeah, I'm very, very thankful to be alive, and I'm thankful to be, you know, just sharing with the world how we need to remember our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
I'm excited to hear about this. So that is awesome. And we got Harold back because we don't want to miss out on this riddle now. Harold, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. I hope your phone's doing better this time.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. So which great runner in the Bible felt run down after he chased Abner, who stuck it to him with his backup plan?
Asahel.
Oh, and see, now not only did you know the name, but you said it without any type of slur, which really could have been embarrassing. So, yeah, and who was he?
He was the brother to Joab.
Yeah, there you go.
And he refused, after several warnings, he refused to stop. And so Abner thrust the back of his spear. That's the backup plan.
Right.
Shoved it through his stomach.
It's a gory story.
Yes.
but it's an interesting thing. It really is that the Bible, when they go to listing all of David's mighty men, you know, they give him a great deal more credit than they give Joab. Because Joab was kind of a scoundrel, but his older brother there was, in his own way, sort of a hero, and spoke of as being one of the fastest runners of his time.
Fleet as a gazelle, wasn't it?
So can you relate to that, Harold?
I used to. You always tease me on Masculine Journey about my age, but when I was a young guy, I was pretty fast.
I know you,
and I'm still pretty fast as an old guy.
Yeah, that story is always just kind of stuck in my head. It's like, oh my goodness, I mean, like wow. You know, you could tell Abner, really, you had a sense he didn't want to kill him.
Right.
But he wouldn't stop. And so, well, that's one of those stories.
I would have to look it up to make certain. But actually, I think they were related. Maybe cousins.
Well,
maybe some of your other listeners would know that.
He was definitely related. He was a cousin of David's. Because Joab was. His...
Right. So
their mother's sister or something, was, yeah. Yeah, they were all...
I think Abner was also related to Joab and Asahel.
Well, something for us all to go look into. Well, thank you, Harold. You're a winner, and you get Laura's book, and you can be dashing to the Dash game. So I'm excited for you. Thanks again. Thanks for calling in, Harold. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, it's good to always to hear from Harold. And we got Jeff back. And so, Jeff, you took on this first place with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and so it kind of grew from there.
It did. I actually worked as a huddle coach for 14 or 15 years at Glenn until I turned it over when I was getting ready to retire.
For those who don't know, what's a huddle coach?
A huddle coach is a coach on campus who chooses to volunteer to help supervise the students on campus. To help supervise the students on campus who are interested in doing SCA. SCA is a student-run, student-led organization, but they always need a representative from the faculty and staff to supervise.
And so I did not know that. So they have their own leadership there in the school as the students themselves?
Yes. The students are the leaders. They're the ones who carry out the meetings. They're the ones who plan their activities. The huddle coach, the staff person, is there to help them in any way they can, to answer questions or to unlock the door and lock the door back to go get some ice, or to help them with transportation when they need to go to activities or retreats. That huddle coach is a very, very important part of this process, but it is the students themselves who actually do the leading on campus.
And so as a huddle coach, when you went to start the chapter, or when you go to start a new chapter in a new school, how do you figure out the leadership? What are you looking for? Are they elected amongst themselves, or how does that work?
Yeah, usually we try to find some students who are interested in developing SCA, and usually the word gets around somehow. We plant seeds with coaches who might be interested in helping get it started. And then the coach just goes out and looks and sees who are the leaders on this campus, who are the athletes on this campus particularly, who are interested in FCA or starting it up. And we just start from the ground floor. Usually I get them together and train them with FCA resources on how to do a good huddle and execute a huddle, a huddle meeting. And that supervisor or that huddle coach is usually there as well. And I train them on what the proper way to do FCA is with regard to their job.
Wow. And so what did that look like from a number standpoint? You went into Glenn High School. How many people did you start out with?
Well, we started out with at Glenn 16 years ago. There were 5 or 6 or 8 that started, and then it grew. And some years we would have 35, 25 on regularly at meetings. And the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, we had as many as 40 to 70 at each meeting. A lot of it depends on the talent, the skill, and the desire of the huddle leaders, because they're the ones who draw the kids in.
No, I'm sure that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And I can't help but wonder, I'm going to switch over to Laura for a second, because I obviously want to make sure we get everybody the equal time. But Laura, as you started off on this new project versus your other ones, what were some of the things that God put on your heart you wanted to get covered in this book?
Well, I'll tell you what, Robbie. Once I began to, really pursue this as a, I won't say a new way of life. I've always been a farmer's daughter and eat my vegetables and that kind of a thing. But once I began to really get passionate about helping people understand that their bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, I began to meet some opposition from another camp, of which I am one, I suppose you could say, but and that was that, you know, there's a whole other group of people that I call them the one and done, of which I suppose I'm a part of, but it's just, you know, people who would say that in order to be well, all you have to do is, you know, to just pray. And I have had so many miracles that have taken place in my own personal life. I mean, including the one that I just described to you. I was told if I lived at all that I would, you know, I would take 18 to 24 months to survive, to turn everything around, I mean. And yet the Lord, I mean, he miraculously, you know, touched my body and made me cooperate with him. And I had some drastic changes to make. But I don't know. I just began to, as I began to go and speak about these things and travel to different places, I met some opposition by some people who seemed to really push back on this and say that it was work and that, it, you know, we should just rely on the Lord for healing. And I even tell the story in the book about how I actually fell during that time, broke a rib, punctured a lung, began to collapse, and the Lord healed me in like 2 or 3 days. But I really wanted to bring together these two camps.
Wow, I know exactly. In fact, I got some stories myself along those lines. So we got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Jeff Barnes and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Laura in her book, Get Well Soon, Natural and Supernatural Remedies for Vibrant Health. So stay tuned. A lot more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Today we have Laura Harris-Smith in her new book, Get Well Soon, Natural and Supernatural Remedies for Vibrant Health, and Jeff Barnes with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes at Western Triad. And we left our hero, Laura, once again, we got cut off by the break. And you were talking about, you know, the difference kind of, and one of your chapters in your book is the difference between healing and miracles.
Yeah, and they're two totally different gifts of the Spirit. You see it in 1 Corinthians 12. That was a real revelation to me one day, was that there was, you know, just a, if the Lord took the time to inspire in the writing of Scripture that they would be two separate gifts of the Spirit, then they must be different, different acts. And so if you look at the Greek words, the different Greek words for this, then it's definitely a... it's definitely something that he wants to isolate out and get us to look at as separate. And so I just began to study that, and it turns out, you know, the Greek, one of the Greek words for miracles, it means an instant work, something that's instant and quick, and it establishes a man or a woman of God who's preaching. And then the whole thing behind, you know, a healing is that one of the Greek words, let's say, for example, is therapeia, which means therapy or cure or medicine. And so sometimes we pray for a miracle and unfortunately we get a healing, and it's a process.
Interestingly,
that's it.
I saw it in your chapters, but then I also thought about, as you were describing it, my own life. I had lymphoma. Mm-hmm. In fact, one they called killer cell lymphoma, and it was the same kind of thing where, you know, a man came from another church actually looking that God had told him that there was somebody here that needed a healing. Mm. And he came and he anointed me with oil and he prayed over me. And I was covered in these tumors at the time. And 3 days later, I didn't have any tumors.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, it literally saved my life, and, you know, I've never forgotten. It was in 1996. So that seemed like a miracle to me, because it happened like boom, and but, you know, I have to tell you this other story. That was one of the reasons I was excited about having you on, because this other thing happened to me. I am diabetic, type 2, you know, the kind that abused himself so many years that now I've got to get on the straight and narrow. And in my A1C by the end of this year was like at 7.1. I've reached a new high. And I found myself trying to figure out a way to get control of all that. And mm-hmm. almost every night I would go into the pantry and I would just have this craving for something. Like, I got to have something. I don't know what it is. I just wish it would be good for me, because whatever it is I'm eating is just messing me up. And so I kind of went, I just started praying. I said, God, I know that what I'm really craving is you, but can you help me out here? What is it what am I supposed to be craving? Because I know what I'm craving is you. And what he came back and told me immediately was, Robbie, when's the last time you took communion? And I thought about it, and in some churches, and I'm not going to call any names, but they only have communion, you know, on the Sunday night when the full moon happens in the east on the sixth day of the, you know, they don't ever do communion. And so I was like, wow, I don't remember the last time I did communion. And so I started a practice of actually in my morning prayer time of taking communion, just me and Jesus. I actually, you know, have the little passage on my phone where I read it and take my own communion with me and Jesus every single morning. And you know what's happened?
What?
I quit craving that stuff at night completely.
That's amazing. That is so true. That is what I'm talking about, is that.
And my A1C, I just got it checked. It's 6.1. It's dropped a whole point.
That's amazing. Good for you. That's what I was describing with the bringing together of these two camps. Is that, you know, if the one that's concerned about nutrition, if they would get more, I will hate to say it like this, but, you know, if they would believe the Lord for more supernatural things, and then if those in the supernatural camp would take more personal responsibility for, you know, their bodies and being the temple of the Holy Spirit, imagine the mighty army of God that we would become, really impenetrable if we grasped both. So that was my vision behind the book, and that's why there is nutrition in the book, but there's over 200 healing prayers. It's a book, you know, it's a book that believes in miracles, and so I just want to bring those two camps together and allow people, and allow the body of Christ, really, to rise up in this hour and be all that it can be.
That is just, and oh, by the way, those prayers are in here. I mean, that's the one thing about Laura's books. I mean, she always has tons of charts and research and all these things that were, you know, that was like seeing the voice of God has all those wonderful charts and whatever. And this one is similar. It has all these very specific prayers for very specific illnesses. And, you know, it's interesting to me, Laura, that years ago, I just felt called by God to write a prayer. You know, as the Christian car guy, it's just car prayer. And I posted it at my website. And of all the things that have gone viral at Christian Car Guy, the most downloaded thing that I have at my website is that car prayer.
Wow.
That people are hungry for prayers.
Yeah, they are. They are.
And so when I saw that you had all these in your book, I'm like, oh, my goodness. Well, I'm thinking, Jeff, that with all these athletes wanting to take care of their body, that this is a helpful subject. And, you know, I know in my own son's case, he was a basketball player, and one of the ways that he actually got a little discipline in his life was through, you know, changing his diet and that kind of thing.
Sure, absolutely. As part of the conditioning process, being bigger, faster, and stronger requires some effort, but in that conversation, what really pops into my brain is how the Holy Spirit works. Because, you know, the problems of this world don't just go away. What the Holy Spirit does is changes our perspective on those problems. And he changes the way we deal with those problems. He gives us an attitude of gratitude and an attitude to go forward and move through. I'm a type 2 also, so I know exactly what you're talking about and the struggle that's there. But I find that that discipline, self-discipline, is crucial athletes, but it's crucial in everybody's daily life as well.
Yeah, because honestly, Laura, and the same thing for athletes and for what we're talking about, but my father passed away in March, really sad, and he actually died of malnutrition because he quit eating.
Wow.
And you know, there's all sorts of ways as we go through the grieving process that I'm negotiating ways that I could have helped him with that and all these different things. But I saw firsthand what happens to your body when, you know, you're not getting the proper nutrition. And
that's right.
And all the other things that are associated with that, which clearly affects your spirituality, because, I mean, you know, how are you going to do that? But rest, and I'm thinking about that too, Jeff. You've got all these athletes. Rest is a critical part of what they might be missing out on. And then is there something that – does FCA work in those areas of trying to help athletes actually out with disciplines like that?
Well, I think the way FCA structures, not specifically on rest or activity, I think the coaches try to take care of that. FCA's role would be to try to encourage them to take a spiritual view of everything they're doing. Try to make sure they're focused on their spiritual well-being, and then that translates into finding the discipline they need in those other areas.
And I've got this question's been burning on my mind ever since I started this interview. Was Jeff, have you ever seen actually somebody come to FCA and then come to Christ through that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It happens most frequently at our camp or in our retreat.
Oh, we got to go to another break. So we're going to hear that story when we come back. I'm very interested. I want to hear an actual story. Like, this was the guy. We never thought he ever.
So yeah,
we're going
right.
to hear that when we come back. More from Laura on Get Well Soon, right? Supernatural remedies and natural remedies for vibrant health when we come back.
Sometimes auto accidents aren't really accidents at all. They are staged, deliberate crashes designed to make it look like it's your fault, when in fact, you're the innocent victim. Staged accidents can be dangerous, even deadly. But the criminals that are behind them are interested in only one thing, money from an insurance claim. They'll take advantage of the situation to claim excessive damage and injuries to the driver and passengers in the other vehicle, sometimes adding passengers who weren't even there to pad the injury claims. If you think that accident was not really an accident at all, protect yourself. Call the police and take pictures of the damage, the people in the other vehicles, the license plate, licenses, and registration. Tell your insurance company that this could have been a staged accident. And whenever you suspect fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
If I want to say, here's what I'm going to do, because I want to do it, and I want to stiff arm any questions about it, all I have to do in the Christian world is say, the Lord laid this on my heart, or the Lord led me to do this. How did the Lord lead you? In Scripture? Or are you just trying to spiritualize your own desires? Now, don't get me wrong. God does lead us providentially, and he does call us to move from one place to the other. I don't deny that. But I'm saying my obligation is if I'm thinking that maybe what God wants for me to do in my life is to do this or to do that, I have to make a decision on the basis of the revealed Word of God, not on the basis of feelings or hunches or guesses. That's magic. That's not Christianity.
For today's special offer, visit renewingyourmind.org.
To Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom today. We're so blessed to have with us Laura Harris-Smith and her new book, Get Well Soon, Natural and Supernatural Remedies for Vibrant Health. I should tell you that you can go to Kingdom Pursuits right now and just click on that book and you can order it right there from Amazon, or you can just go type in Get Well Soon and by Laura Harris-Smith and there it'll show up. And you know, when you get a book like this, it's always so encouraging to the author. If you'll go back on Amazon and rate it and share how, you know, how it affected your life and those kind of things. As authors, right, Laura? I mean, that's huge to you to get feedback.
That's right.
And also, of course, Jeff Barnes, who we left. We were fixed to hear this story. And I know you're all on the edge of your seat like me of this guy that, oh, man. I wish you'd have been here, and you had to feel like, God, now I know why you have me with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Jeff, what's that story?
Well, I have to share one of my favorite stories. I took a group of kids from Glen when I was the huddle coach down to the beach for a weekend high school retreat. Before we left, one of the kids who had planned to go and already paid to go had a family emergency, I believe, and wasn't able to. So one of the female huddle leaders came up to me and said, Coach, is it okay if I bring my boyfriend along? And that threw up a little red flag, but I decided to let him go. And we drove down on a Friday, and that Saturday night at the meeting where we have everybody singing all the praise and worship songs and then a speaker who gives an invitation, that young man that came at the very last second went forward and was saved. It's a complete God thing that was made available to him at that moment on that weekend for him to be in that environment and then to receive Christ. It was just a beautiful testimony of how God works in our lives.
And women.
His
girlfriend got him to come. And,
that's right. Yeah.
You know, I know in my own life, you know, that's certainly a story. I used to teach high school Sunday school class at the church where we go. And I remember this one girl dragged her boyfriend week after week after week, and he would look at me like, what are we talking about? Every week it was a similar thing.
Right.
Today he's a pastor, amazing pastor. My own daughter she doesn't have any idea of the story, and she goes to hear him speak at this other church, and she's like, Dad, there's the most amazing youth pastor you've ever heard in your life. His name is Steve. And she goes on and on, and I was like, oh, man, that girl that drug him to Sunday school, she has no idea, you know? And my wife did that with me, and Laura, I'm guessing you've probably affected a few in your time, too.
Yeah, my husband was telling the story from the pulpit a couple of weeks ago, actually. We pastor a church in Nashville, Eastgate Creative Christian Fellowship, and he was telling the story about how, you know, once upon a time, he felt he was trying to come and stay in Nashville with his father and his stepmom and thinking about, oh, am I going to move down here? What am I not? You know, and what wound up happening was around that same time, we're now talking 1980, around that same time, my Sunday school teacher, you know, in Nashville was telling her group of girls, okay, now girls, you need to begin praying for your husband. So I began praying for my husband that God would bring him, you know, into my life. And then Chris tells the whole congregation, and little did I know that those prayers were finding agreement in the heavens with the Holy Spirit. And then God convicted me to fall in love with Laura, and the audience, you know, cracked up. I'm like, no, I don't think that's the way it happened. But anyway, I do love that story because, yes, we have influence over those people that God brings onto our paths. And, you know, we have to, we just have to make sure that we are, you know, following in step with Him and what He wants for our lives. And prayer does affect that.
Oh, tremendously. And Jeff, what was your, as you got on this radio show this morning, what were you hoping that the audience, how would they react to your message, find out about Fellowship of Christian Athletes, involve their students? What would you hope they would do? What would the response be?
Well, I think probably mostly I would hope that they would understand the great impact SBA has on campuses across the country and in athletics across the world. Influence was just mentioned, that word is a key word in our SBA ministry. Billy Graham once said that a coach will impact more people in a year than most people will in a lifetime. And the fact is, I was influenced by my coaches. I felt like I had some impact on kids as a coach myself, and I know that as we serve coaches and help them, and help minister to them and encourage them in their own faith, that their faith extends out into their teams and their players. And so if everybody could just get the passion that we have for that ministry, I think most people in this country have been coached or are coaches or will be coached at some time. So I think it applies to just everybody, just about everybody.
Wow. And Laura, we just have a few seconds left. What would you like as a response to what you've written here, that people would obviously come out and buy your book, but what else?
Well, I would love for, as I said before, for us to realize that, you know, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and for us to for us to really just trust, you know, that the Lord has a purpose for our lives and that we have to cooperate with Him to be able to discover what that is.
And even when He gives you a passion like writing a book, to have the courage to do that, or a passion to go be a coach.
Right.
Yeah, just go do that. Thank you so much for listening to Kingdom Pursuits today. From my wonderful guests, Laura and Jeff, thank you. And stay tuned.
You're welcome.
We got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Encouraging prayers up next, so stay tuned. And we thank you so much for sharing your day with us on the Truth Network.